Alrighty, here we go. It is a John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, friends. It's Tuesday, October 15th. How's it going out there in podcast land? Today, we hit the phones to hear about your pranks for the memories. Speaking of pranks, a guy got the last laugh, even from beyond the grave. We went to Ireland for that. It's the 10-year anniversary of Balloon Boy. Remember him? And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees came out for 2020 right in the middle of the show. So we reacted to that immediately for you. Have a listen. Here we go. Let's dive in. It is the Daily Podcast.
Speaking of cars, I've got a car story for you, but I'll tell you what inspired it. I read a story yesterday about some guys who were having a bachelor party.
Okay.
All right. And they decided to tell one guy, not the bachelor, not the guy who was getting married, but they decided to tell one of the guys in the group that it was a costume party. Right. Okay. So now they all fly out to Vegas. Right. They're going to this club. All right. And they all show up in the club and everybody's dressed normal except for this one guy who comes in as Iron Man. And he's like, you know, and they pranked him good. And that got me to thinking, one of the greatest pranks I will ever hear about or I have ever heard about was performed by a former physical therapist that went on to be the general manager of the 76ers.
Okay.
All right. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
here?
Yeah. Right. Really narrows
and,
it down there.
Right. Yeah. It does. And a guy who is one of his best friends knew what a prankster he was. Right. And they were taking him out on a party for his birthday.
All right.
And they all decided they were going to go see the Baltimore Orioles. Right. And they get in the limo and they all go down there. And he's not drinking. He's not doing anything because he knows if he's not on, you know, he's got all his wits about him, something is going to happen. All right, so they get down to, at that time, Memorial Stadium, right? They go in, they're watching the game, he's drinking soda throughout the game, right? And they're telling him, we're not going to do anything. There's not going to be any plan whatsoever. There's nothing going on. It's just us here, right? At one point, after all the soda, he needs to go to the bathroom. And this is where the plan takes a real left. As he goes into the bathroom, four really huge guys grab him, wrap him in casting cloth, you know, for put the cast on your arm.
Oh yeah, sure.
And then all like I got to do is get it wet. All I got to do is get it wet, and the plaster comes to life.
Right.
They held him down on a toilet seat, wrapped him with this stuff, right, so that he could not, and then got it all wet, and then stayed there with him, so he couldn't move, and until it dried. And then they carried him out in a full body cast.
Oh, God.
All right. Jesus. To make matters worse, they got to take him home.
Right.
So they take him home. They rip out all the speaker wire from the limo and tie him to the pole on the basketball court in his backyard. And he's out there all night waiting for his wife to wake up.
Jeez,
and come
insane.
Up and free.
How long did this last?
This was a whole day project.
These people when I got out.
No, we all tend to get even with him on a regular basis. One time he had a brand new Mercedes.
Uh-huh.
And I decided that it would probably look better if you spread butter all over the windshield.
You're a dick.
Well, that's because whenever, you know, because I was.
And you drew it in the Celtics logo.
Right. And so even when he cleaned, nothing he could do could unsmear the glass for hours on end. All right. So I'm just sort of curious. We've all got the prankster in us. What was your best prank? Maybe you got pranked. Maybe you pranked someone else. Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Cindy is here now. So in your pastoral life when you're down on the farm, right, was there any pranking that went on there?
I'll tell you, not a lot, but there was one time where my mom would have tea every morning, so I took her tea bags, I dumped out the tea, and I put in instant coffee and stapled the tea bag back up.
Oh, you wild one, you.
Yeah, that's it. That's about as bad as I get.
Okay.
I like
made
that
my
one.
Mom drink coffee instead of tea.
What was your Rumspringer like, Cindy? Oh, my God.
All right, so I have the strange feeling that the pranking falls into Steve's world.
I would agree, and actually mine was a payback prank.
Okay.
Yeah, so somebody did something to me in college, and to get her back, I may have gone a bit over the top. She had a a long drive from Arcadia all the way back to Jersey, heading towards the Atlantic City area.
Okay.
I went to one of the supermarkets in the area and to the seafood section. And I got a whole fish from the section there. And I went and somehow got her car was either unlocked or I told her, hey, I left something in your car. And I got her keys and went. And I put the fish on the back dash of the back window, the back dashboard there, and never mentioned it to her. And this was in like spring, so it was getting warmer out. She drove around with it in there for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. Yeah. Sun just baking on that bad boy.
Ooh, that smell.
She didn't know what.
How bad was her nose?
I mean, she could smell it, but she couldn't find it. It must have been behind, I think I put it behind a headrest. So she had no idea what it was. She looked under
her
seats.
Thought it was her hygiene.
I had a friend who did this. When shadow traffic was shadow traffic.
Okay.
Well, you know, what's your company on there? 15th name now, Cindy?
Yeah, I think.
Okay. Back shadow in the beginning, traffic. when she worked in shadow traffic, somebody really ticked her off. So she went out to her car and did the same thing. Had four smaller fish and put them all under a mat in the back of the car.
Ugh.
Right? And was expecting the guy, you know, to bitch about it after a few days. Nothing. Nothing happened. Never heard a word. The guy never said anything. At first, she's going like, oh, my God, he's probably doing this because he knows somebody pranked him. Doesn't want anybody to know about
sure.
it. She put it in the wrong car.
Ah!
Same car as the guy had. Same color. Not his. Because of a story that I read yesterday about these guys having a bachelor party and they're all going out to Vegas, and you know, you begin to figure out, oh, what the hell's going to happen? No, they didn't do anything uncommon, with the exception of one guy who was invited to the party, and it wasn't the bachelor. It was just one of the guys, and they told that guy that it was a costume party, and he shows up dressed as Iron Man.
That's great.
Right? And no one else in the room. Everybody else is like in, you know, just shirts and stuff. And they have to go through the entire party dressed as Iron Man. So the question at hand is, how did you prank or get pranked by someone? We've got Mike on the line. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Booyakasha, John. I'm doing
good. Booyakasha. So how did you prank or get pranked?
We had this guy that was kind of a dick in our neighborhood. So for 3 weeks, the first week I crawled under his car and dripped old motor oil, and he put the car in the shop. The second week I crawled under and I dripped transmission fluid, and he put the car back in the shop. Third week I dripped brake fluid under there, and he put his car back in the shop. So after about $800 worth of finding out there was nothing wrong with his car, we left him alone.
Oh, my God.
God.
It's messed up.
Dot, what about yourself? How did you prank someone?
I worked at a door company, and me and a coworker and I, we used to sit with this guy every day, and every day his girlfriend would make him lunch, and she would give him either ring dings or Swiss rolls. So what we would do is we would gut all the cream out, and we would, like, puff the cake back up with the cotton from Tylenol bottle.
Oh, my God.
We had a hoot of a time with him. We had a good time.
Hey, Pat, what about yourself? How did you prank? Did you get pranked or did you prank somebody?
I pranked somebody.
What'd you do?
For my brother-in-law's 40th birthday, my other brother-in-law and I got together and got packing peanuts and opened the sunroof of his car and filled it to the top.
Oh, my God.
He had a flight the next morning for a business trip, and he opened the windows and drove through Delaware County to the airport with packing peanuts blowing all through... all out of the car for the entire trip to the airport.
How much does a car full of packing peanuts cost for a prank?
A couple $100, but it was worth it.
Wow. Cheaper than circus peanuts.
Right. But not as tasty.
I think they probably taste better, actually.
That wouldn't be a prank. The joke would be on you.
Tracy, what about yourself? Who did you prank? How did it happen?
It wasn't my prank. It was a friend of mine.
Okay.
He pranked his wife. He wanted a cat, so he said, okay, you get a cat, but you got to take care of it. They got this kitten when she was at work. He took a dump in the cat litter box and covered it up. And when she got home, the dump was bigger than the cat was.
So foul.
Okay, Vince, so did you get pranked or did you prank someone?
Oh, booyakasha, John.
Booyakasha.
I did the pranking.
Okay, what'd you do?
Back in the old college days, I discovered in my dorm room one day that the electrical outlets at my desk were directly across from the electrical outlets in the guy's room next door.
All right.
So when they weren't there one time, I took the outlet all apart. I ran a speaker wire through the outlet over into their room and connected it to their speakers, but I kind of hid it so they wouldn't see it. And then I set the turntable up. You remember what those things are, right?
Yeah, I got one in the trunk of my car right now.
But anyway, I put Pink Floyd with the clock.
Right.
And I set my alarm at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I turned it on, and I had it like almost full volume and blew them out of bed, and it about killed me.
That's awesome. That's great.
The best use of time ever.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever touch
John DeBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Don't touch it!
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
Song Stories this morning being brought to us by Volpe Enterprises, your complete home renovation specialist. When Born in the USA came out, Steven Van Zandt, little Steven, had been out of the band for a while. He had been gone and was off doing solo work, but he came back to work on this project. And he gets in there. He didn't play on every song, but he played on most of them. And he gets in there, and Bruce has these two songs done. One is No Surrender, and the other one is Dancing in the Dark. And Steven believed that Dancing in the Dark was completely wrong and No Surrender should be the single, right?
He gave a signal that it should be the signal.
Right,
single.
Exactly. And
nice cover.
Bruce didn't necessarily agree. So when telling the story, this is what Steven told us.
You got to put this one on the record and you got to take this one off. Dancing in the Dark. I didn't get it. I like it now. But I was like, man, this doesn't sound like you. But No Surrender does, and the fans are going to love that one. I don't know about this Dancing in the Dark thing, though, man. He ended up putting them all on. And, of course, Dancing in the Dark was a massive hit single. Shows you what I know.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What is wrong with my radio? There's nothing wrong with your radio, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is here because we have Mickey Mouse engineering here. That's what it is.
102.9. MGK.
Here's something I don't get to say every day. I've got a really funny death story for you. Okay. Wrong button.
They won.
Kim Jong-un croaked.
No. This is it has happened in Ireland.
Oh.
And an Irish grandfather pre-recorded a message before he died.
Okay.
And at the funeral, they're at the gravesite, right? And they're about to bury Grandpa, and this is what they hear.
Hello? 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 Let me get the bag in here. Is that that priest I can hear? Let me out. Hello? Hello? I can hear you. Hello? Hello? I was called to say goodbye. I prayed to say.
The whole crowd is just losing it. And this is going on at the grave.
That's
right?
Great.
This is your funeral director. Press the button.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Shut up!
102.9 MGK.
Speaking of pranks, by the way, today is the anniversary of one of the biggest pranks ever pulled on this country.
What?
Balloon Boy. Do you remember Balloon Boy?
Oh, my God. That's been a decade?
It's been 10 years since this happened. In 2009. In all honesty, I thought it was even longer away. And I remember that day where, you know, everybody's sitting there watching the balloon.
Richard Haney is the dad who built this craft, and Falcon, the six-year-old, still inside, and he's on the ground.
Bingo.
And there's somebody running towards him.
And he is on the ground, a fairly soft landing. And they're going up to the little capsule. And they're going to check on his well-being. It's finally ended. You know that his parents right now are so relieved, and they're probably driving as fast as they can south.
Yeah, to Mexico.
With the little boy. All right, KMGH, your affiliate in Denver, says no one in the balloon.
Right? No one in the balloon. And then, of course, the next day, they have him they have him on with Wolf Blitzer.
Did he hear anything? Did he hear you screaming out, Falcon, Falcon?
He's asking Falcon, did you hear us calling your name at any time?
Hmm?
You did?
You did?
Why didn't you come out?
You guys said that we did this for the show.
The dad winces.
Yeah, the dad just like, oh, God.
Man, did
and
that.
Then they started, and then the dad went on the offense, on the defensive at first because he was going like, no, 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 why are all you people tearing us apart? Well, because you were lying, you dumb bastard. It was like, you know, we're not all falling for this.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
We were going to do the isolation booth right here, but there are a lot of great bands that got nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It's a solid batch.
So, really is solid. So maybe we'll just we'll hold off on Aerosmith, play it, the isolation booth maybe tomorrow or Thursday, because we definitely got to talk about this, because these bands, this is incredible. This is really, really an incredible list. Starts out this morning with Pat Benatar.
Who we just played.
Yes,
wow.
We did.
We knew. We didn't know, actually.
But Pat Benatar, Todd Rundgren. All right. I mean, Todd, a lot of people are going to kind of diss Todd, but you got to also take into account the amount of music he produced.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane, you know. Well, just as an artist producer on his own is not, doesn't have the sales that some of these other groups have.
It doesn't matter.
Right. The Doobie Brothers.
Nice.
Right. They talk about a band that deserves to be in there.
Yeah.
I mean, they should make it in on the first vote. Right, the Dave Matthews Band. We've got them, and we actually have the Dave Matthews.
We do. Yeah, I have special privileges.
Oh, okay,
because I'm me.
All right,
I know what you did there.
All right, Depeche Mode.
Nice.
I don't have special privileges for Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode. Right. I've always loved Depeche Mode.
Oh, me too, man.
All right, Whitney Houston, who will probably get in because she's dead. All right. Judas Priest. These guys have waited long enough.
Yeah.
They've been at it long enough. Right. Kraftwerk. Kraftwerk, who was in there. They were in there last year also.
Yeah,
and maybe
we had a lot
the
of
year
fun
before.
Saying them.
Right.
Yeah.
Kraftwerk. The MC5. Right. Motorhead.
Okay.
All right. All right. Get Lemmy some recognition.
Yep. Yep. All right. Right. Nine Inch Nails.
Now, Trent Reznor has an Oscar?
Yes.
Yeah, I think for...
Yes.
What was it? The Facebook movie? Maybe?
I don't know. Whatever it did. I mean, you would think that he should probably get into the Rock and Roll Hall.
Sure.
Managed to get an Oscar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does scores all the time.
Then Notorious B.I.G. Cool. Privileges don't get us any of that?
No. Steve? Sorry.
Step your game up.
None of our sister stations play that.
Right. Biggie. No Biggie on Ben.
Rufus with Chaka Khan. All right. Soundgarden.
Awesome.
Right. Yeah. God, do I love this band. Yeah. I love this band.
Yeah.
Let's see. Also, I mean, this list is really impressive.
Still going?
T-Rex.
Cool.
Right. And Mark Bolan deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, come on. All right. And then, last but not least, Thin Lizzy. This is a great list. This is a spectacular list.
All right. So how many of the... technically classic rock bands get in.
All right.
Benatar,
Rundgren,
Doobies.
All right.
Soundgarden, T-Rex.
I don't know if Rundgren gets in.
I don't think Todd gets in
either.
This one. Not with this list.
Either.
You only got
There's
room for five,
huge
right?
names yeah. on that
well,
list.
I'm not sure what the number is because you've got those.
It's five.
Is it five?
Yeah, it is
it only five?
Yep.
So now you're down to four because Whitney's in.
Right, Whitney's in. Right. What about MC5? They've been passing over them for a long time.
I could see Notorious B.I.G. going before him.
Yeah,
and he's dead.
Right.
For a long time.
Is dead Tupac in already?
I think he is. Yeah, Tupac. Okay. I think he is.
All right.
I think that...
There's just not enough rock and roll shootings. I'm sorry.
That's a good point.
Do the Doobies get in?
I could see that.
I can't see how they wouldn't.
Yeah, I could see that.
It might be easier to say who we don't think. I don't think Benatar gets in this time. I don't think Rundgren gets in this time.
I agree.
The Doobies get in.
I think Dave Matthews
I could
gets
see
in.
DMB getting in.
I think Dave gets
especially
in.
With all the millennials that be on the board.
T-Rex or Thin Lizzy. One of the two of those are getting in.
Yeah, and I think Nine Inch Nails might get in.
Nah, true that.
Yeah, it could. That's more than possible.
I like how we're glossing over the fact that Foreigner, once again, is nowhere to be found.
There's something. There's some sort of battle going on there. I remember hearing about it a while ago, and I forget what it is.
No, it was Mick Jones. I think he and their management went and asked, like, hey, what the deal?
Right.
What's the deal with us being looked over? And they were like, since you asked, you're never getting in.
You never asked.
Right, 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 right. And that's when Jan, what's-his-face, Werner, right, I hate the guy. I've always hated the guy.
The Rolling Stone.
Right, the Rolling D-bag. Stone. Right, right. You know, so. Yeah. Well, now Mark, Bob Pittman is now in charge of this.
Okay, I don't know.
So they finally got him out of there. Pittman's been a programmer for a real long time, has done a lot of stuff, was at MTV for a while, started in radio, all of that stuff. Right. And for those of you who know, there's only one eye in Pittman. So we'll explain that to you when we get off the air. Now, of course, sooner or later, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will set up the fan voting, where 300,000 people get one vote.
Yeah.
All right. But I'm looking at this and I'm trying to say, okay, who's making it? Who's not? I think Benatar is going to make it. I think Todd's not.
I agree with you that Todd is. I'm not sold on Benatar.
Is this her first time being nominated?
Yes, I think so. Right. Yeah. Doobie Brothers, I'm not sure if they were nominated before, but they'll make it this time around. Right. I don't know how much.
I don't know if I see Benatar getting in as a first time on the ballot.
Right. You think Motorhead gets in because Lemmy's dead?
No, I don't. No. I think Judas Priest gets in before Motorhead gets in.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I could see that.
I think Soundgarden gets in because Chris Cornell's
those
dead.
Those are dead. Right, right. All right. You know what? I mean, you want to have a famous rock band, you got to have a dead guy.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.